This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. New Hampshire poet Donald Hall has been named as the next poet laureate of the United States. He is in poetry's big leagues. For all those poets who were not named, though, it is not time to give up hope. Small towns like Three Oaks, Michigan, are choosing their own laureates. Like other rural towns, Three Oaks' economy was decimated by farm consolidation and factory shutdowns. But an influx of artists has given it new life. They are fostering an unlikely and sometimes cantankerous rebirth. Three Oaks recently chose its fourth poet laureate from some 35 candidates. Producers Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister listened in on the selection process, and they have this story.
Here's what we're going to do. We are going to go through each of them, and what we do is get down to, you know, the top, whether it's three or nine, and then look at those closely. I'm Alan Turner, chairman of the Poetry Board, and also chairman of the Board of Columbia College. I have a farm in Three Oaks and have been involved with the life of the town for the 14 years I've been here. I think we have some good entries here. I think we'll come up with a very good person, and so I'm really happy about this. The genesis of this was this idea I had, which I vetted with Billy Collins, who was then Poet Laureate of the United States. And I said, you know, this little town at Athens, the southwest Michigan, we ought to have a poet laureate. And he said, why not? And so I said, why not? So here we are. So going through number one, Ken Clark, I noticed you like number one a lot.
No, he gave it a one.
You gave it a one. Well, is one good or bad, Ken?
I thought one was the bottom.
One for me was the top.
I can see I have work to do here. They get $500 as an honorarium. They must do two things, one poetic and one not. The poetic thing they have to do is write a poem for Flag Day and a winter holiday poem. And then the second category of things, you have to ride the Flag Day parade with your medal.
This is number four, a Civil War soldier's bill of fare. For breakfast, coffee so thick it could float an iron wedge, so rife you might skim the weevils, though they had no distinctive flavor. This to wash down slush, cornmeal fried in bacon fat, then roasted on your ramrod.
My name is Max Wessler. I direct the writing program at St. Mary's College. I've been a part of the jury since its inception 4 years ago.
Then at day's end for those coming back, turned by scraps of festering meat and decanted into thimbles, a liquor known as Pop Skull.
I was first attracted to Three Oaks by its wonderful butcher shop Dryers and, you know, the greatest hot dogs that anyone's ever had to eat.
My name is John Kramer. I'm a masonry concrete contractor. I've been on a trustee on the village council for 20 years now, and I've lived in Three Oaks all my life. I was born and raised here. I'm 61 years old. When I first got on the council, it was still more like when I was growing up, a very small, lazy town attitude.
And then an art theater opened here, movie theater, and I got the feeling after a while of Three Oaks as a kind of Renaissance town.
Five people did not seem happy with five.
And anything that sounds like a Hallmark card, I throw out right away.
My name's John Vickers. When we opened the theater in 1996, there were a number of businesses that were closed and vacant storefronts. Today, for the most part, the downtown right now is very vibrant.
Three Oaks is growing very rapidly. It's a lot of Chicago influence, a lot of art and entertainment influence.
There is the Acorn Theater. There are a number of galleries in town.
My name is Kim Pruitt, and I own Dawning Gallery in downtown Three Oaks, Michigan. I do paintings and clay sculpture. I moved here from Chicago. When I first moved to Three Oaks, I went to a town meeting, and it was my very first one. I just thought, I'm going to go see what's going on. Then they were announcing the poet laureate that night, so I'm like, wow, a village meeting with a poetry reading. I'm in the right place.
My first reaction was, why do we need a poet laureate? We've survived here for, I've been here for 60 years without a poet laureate, and I got along well. Why do we need one?
19 is another Three Oaks poet.
Yeah.
I like number 19.
And it's good stuff.
I submitted one. Memories connected.
Well, I think it's really interesting that there are so many from Three Oaks, because that was not the case.
No, it was not.
I mean, these submissions really have some kind of stature to them.
Memories connected. A chili party event, a farmhouse stripped naked, bearded ladies pushing shopping carts through five blocks of snow.
I am Rick Tuttle. I own a little bookstore in downtown Three Oaks. We moved here about 3 years ago from Chicago in order to live the life we wanted to live.
There's a lot of people here I don't know now that I, back 20 years ago, I knew everybody. U-turns in the middle of town and the hustle and bustle that you find in Chicago that I wasn't used to in Three Oaks. Just a faster pace, you know, and that's, I guess, a negative.
I like any poem that starts, "Why didn't you tell me you were in the throes of your madness?" I like
with longtime residents and new residents, there's been some friction.
The funny thing to me is that people think Chicagoans are coming in to change the town, but I think the Chicagoans who have moved here object to changing the town more than locals do. That people who have lived all their lives in Three Oaks, they see how the economy ran down at one point, and how now maybe the economy's coming back, but it's not coming back in a local way. It's not like somebody local opened a manufacturing business or something, which I'm sure many of them would have preferred.
The Dalai Lama resigns. Chosen at two, I never wished to be more than I was. I am tired of listening to your hopes and fears. I'm weary of putting on a happy face of fakers and buffoons.
You know, maybe there's some embarrassment on the council that Three Oaks is a town that has a paid poet. Now, how does that look when you're doing the budget or when you're trying to express that publicly to your community? And even though they don't pay the honorarium that comes from Alan Turner, it's a town with a paid poet. You know, when there are maybe potholes in the streets, how does that look?
I might even want to roll my eyes. I'm a poet laureate, you know, not knowing anything about it. But I don't think anybody rolls their eyes now intentionally at the issue of having a poet laureate or Al Turner presenting $500 to them.
A note for Tom Elliott. The still point of the turning world is axle, friction, and grease. The liturgy of heaven pretending that I do not have to dance. The still point of this turning solar system
is fire and gas, dancing and turning on itself. Perfect love is constant exertion, and constant exertion is the only unconflicted path existing in this maze amazing me. I will turn.
I think
that's a great free verse poem.
Yeah, that sold me.
There's a kind of thoughtfulness there. He's got something to say.
I certainly agree. So now we have chosen number 9. And number 9 was submitted by Rick Tuttle, Three Oaks, Michigan. He is a person with a love of words and a love of books.
The poem ends with, "Perfect love is constant exertion, and constant exertion is the only path existing in this maze amazing me." And being in this town, I would imagine, will be constant exertion. There's always going to be someone who doesn't especially like me. But it's like I'm here to make something, and that requires effort, requires constant effort.
Let's call the meeting to order. We'll stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
This is the day in which the village of Three Oaks officially honors the new poet laureate, Rick Tuttle.
I don't think any community ever stays the same. All communities are in transition. A lot of the locals want to leave to get better jobs, better education, and the people who want it to involve them are the people who will change it and make it whatever it's going to be. And I want it to involve me, that's all.
I'd like to say that I am honored to live in a town that does this. A town that has a poet laureate is a town I want to live in, and I thank you all of you. It's a very wonderful thing.
That story was produced by Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister for Long Haul Productions in association with Chicago Public Radio.